Okay. My name is Jane Dekoff, and I play the oboe, and I've been coming to Bennington for, I think, 35 years. As you know, Bennington is famous for having a big winds division. It's not just a string conference, but it's a wind conference. It's unusual in that way. And the winds are very, very important, or we think we are, certainly. And about 25 years ago, the management, or maybe the music director, and I'm not sure, I probably won't mention names because I might get it wrong, was using too many strings in the faculty concerts. I mean, it was a faculty concert, maybe a string quartet and a piano trio, and one year it just got to be too much for us wind players. They had scheduled a Mio trio. It wasn't a major Mio, it was what I think it was bassoon, clarinet, and oboe trio by Mio. And it took about 3 minutes. And that was the wind participation in the faculty concert. Well, we were really angry. On behalf of the faculty, we were angry. I don't even know if the faculty was as angry as we were. I suspect they were. And we decided, I got together with Ed Bowe, who's another oboe player. And we said, yeah, I'm a political person. My father was in politics in Michigan. And I'm politically oriented. I said, you know, let's throw a picket line around the concert hall. And Ed thought that might be a little drastic, but he had a better idea. He said, you know what? Let's get six other players, and we're going to have octets. And we'll perform participant octets outside the concert hall while all the people are gathering, just to sort of prove, or maybe just to make some kind of a point about how important winds are. So the administration was a little concerned when they heard about it, because they said, well, you're not going to play during the concert, are you? We said, no, we're just going to play outside on the deck, you know, before the concert starts. So we gathered and we played our noisy Mozart octets. And I don't know if the audience understand that we were making a point or not, but the administration did understood that we were making a point. Then the concert started. And I can't remember, all the strings did their thing, played a lot of music, and finally the little Mio trio came on. And by the time, you know, they got on, they set up, they played 3 minutes, and we just cheered. We went crazy. It was like, oh my God, we've heard a late Beethoven. So, I mean, we stamped our feet, we screamed, we hollered. And I think that our reaction to the trio was probably longer than the trio itself. Anyway, that, you know, so that it never happened again. I think after that evening, the administration got the message, and there have been, you know, major pieces played ever since then. I think there are times they lapse, you know, sometimes, but they've always treated the wind faculty with greater respect, I think, at concert time. Let me just see if I've missed anything here. I think that's my story.